This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Whether it's Maggi, Indomie, or Shin Ramyun, instant noodles are a pantry staple for students, shift workers, and budget-conscious eaters. But as food costs rise, more Australians are turning to them as daily meals, not just occasional snacks. So, what happens to your health when instant noodles become a daily habit? And is there a way to make them better for you without giving them up entirely? Well, joining us is Evangeline Mantzioros, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. Evangeline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I can tell you're bursting to tell us.
About 2 minute noodles. I'm just wondering how many people are tucking into them right now as we're talking.
And they're slowing down. Should I be eating them? So instant noodles, they're so cheap, they're fast, they're satisfying. Why do you think, I suppose, they've become such a go-to food for so many Australians?
I think it's all of those reasons. And look, they are just so quick to prepare, aren't they?
They
do fill you up. They really do fill you up, and particularly for students who don't have a lot of time, they don't have a lot of money, and they may not have good cooking facilities available in their, you know, in their dormitories and whatnot. It is a really very useful food for them to eat, but does it come at a cost?
Okay. What are the ingredients? What's in a typical packet?
Okay, so it's been a long time since I've opened one, so if something's been added into it, someone will have to ring up and tell us. But Basically, it's that big pellet of noodles that you get. Mm. And then there's all those sachets that have got soy sauce, dried up vegetables or frozen dried vegetables, lots of salt in that. And that's about it. And those noodles are what are a little bit different to the fresh sort of noodles that you would typically eat. So the noodles have been specially made so that they absorb water really quickly. And the process that led to that happening was it having more fat added to it.
So they're quite fatty.
They are quite fatty compared to every other type of noodle or even rice noodle.
Is there any fibre in them?
No. That was pretty quick, wasn't it? It's very, very low in fibre because it is just plain white flour that is used in it. And that's only a small problem with it. Look, you want one of your main meals to give you lots of fibre, so we can do something about that when we talk later about how to make it better. But the noodles are also really high in salt. So you've got the salt that comes from the added sachets, you've also got the salt in the noodles, you've got the lack of fibre in them, you've got the high levels of fat in them. There's not a lot of protein in them. That's not problematic because no type of noodle or pasta or rice does have a lot of protein in it. But it's the fact that you don't have any protein with the meal that becomes the problem.
How much salt is in, say, a packet of instant noodles? Are we talking about blood pressure raising quantities or is that?
Yes, we are. And for those people eating their noodles right now, they're probably feeling their blood pressure go up with the stress. Enjoy. So they contain anywhere from 600 to 1.5 milligrams of sodium today, per serve, sorry. And the amount that you're meant to have of sodium per day is just about 1,000 milligrams.
So it's your daily dose?
It's your daily dose. It exceeds it. If we become a little bit more generous and go with what we call the upper intake level, the level at which everyone says you can't have any more than this, that level is about 2,000 milligrams a day. So even if we jump up to that level, you've still consumed 75% of your sodium, up to 75% in that meal.
In what really is what most of us consider a little snack.
Yep, a little snack. And dare I say, from my opinion, not overly flavoursome. But that's just my opinion.
Evangeline's not a fan of instant noodles. I mean, I used to have them during university and I must admit, you know, I'd add things to them to try and make them better, but I don't have them now. I'm thinking if someone's got high blood pressure then, it could only take one packet to, you know, it'd be detrimental to their blood pressure reading.
Yeah, look, if you have got high blood pressure, you'd most likely be on medication, mm-hmm. which is important, but the salt in your diet will still have an impact because it still causes all the biochemical problems and physiological responses. So your body will still be fighting against it. So it is, it's absolutely a problem. And we know with salt, we've talked about salt before, but if you didn't add salt and didn't eat processed foods in your diet, you would only get about 20% of the salt that you're currently eating. So only about 10 to 20% of your salt comes from natural foods.
Okay.
The rest is because of what we add or these ultra-processed foods.
This one just came in. Anita in Reservoir says, I use half the flavour sachet and add chilli oil and bok choy. Tastes better and healthier.
Absolutely. And that is an awesome thing to do. So, yeah, if you can reduce the amount of those sachets that you use or completely get rid of them, but, you know, you've got to have some of the flavour in there. That makes a huge difference. And adding bok choy is easy because that cooks in the cup, doesn't it, when you put
of course.
Water in.
Of course. Mm. We're talking with Evangeline Mantzioris about the health effects of eating instant noodles every day and how to upgrade them without giving them up. Some people eat super spicy versions of them. I think in Denmark as well, few were even banned.
Yeah.
What was the problem there?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting that a country would ban hot spicy noodles? Mm. And there were three brands and they had really high amounts of hot chilies in there. And the government was worried about what children might do in reaction to seeing TikTok videos of people trying to eat hot chilies. So they took them off the market. Whilst hot chili causes lots and lots of distress, it generally doesn't cause long-lasting problems. So what happens is there's a receptor in your mouth and in the mucous membranes called TRPV1, and when the capsaicin attaches to it, mm-hmm. it triggers it and the body believes that there's been a burn. So it's actually feeling the pain from a burn. And so what it does is it reacts to that. It swells. It causes discomfort, inflammation in that region. So a lot of problem. You know, someone might, if they were consuming it, a lot of it and it inflamed their throat and they were prone to asthma, that might be problematic for them. But generally it doesn't cause a problem. But the Danish government did ban them for that reason.
Now, there's a study linking regular noodle consumption to metabolic syndrome. What is metabolic syndrome? And how worried should we be?
Yeah, metabolic syndrome is a combination of having a larger waist circumference, early signs of diabetes, and a couple of the risk factors for heart disease. So it's sort of like you don't have one of the diseases, but you have the lead up to the diseases and you have a whole lot of them, and that's called metabolic syndrome. And many people would have that without being aware. So slightly, you know, increased waist circumference, slightly higher blood pressure and elevated lipids, and you've got metabolic syndrome. And that, of course, puts you at higher risk of getting heart disease or stroke. And what this study found was that those that had noodles, 2-minute noodles, more than twice a week, had a higher risk of metabolic syndrome.
Wow. So, therefore, they're bad for us, is the verdict.
They're bad for us, absolutely.
What if someone does love them, they eat them regularly, and there might be financial reasons for it? What are a few simple ways to make them healthier, well, as healthy as they can be?
Yeah, look, so first, try to reduce as much of the sachet contents that you use. There is a lot of salt in there. Adding vegetables, so that idea of the spinach was great. You know, baby spinach, it could be even frozen peas that go in there, frozen corn. It could be little florets of broccoli. And what you can do is just quickly zap those whilst you're waiting for the noodles, and they won't take more than 2 minutes to, you know, cook up, and then you can throw it into the noodle mixture as well. You could get protein into it by adding chicken or tofu, dare I say tuna, may not be so popular. you can fry an egg and throw that on top of it. So there are lots of things that you can do to make them healthier. There are some whole grain 2-minute noodles on the market, so that might be something you try to.
Are they really though? Them.
Well, they're better.
Okay, they're better.
People probably needed to see my expression there, didn't they?
Definitely. Gary from Heidelberg says, I thought the burn from spicy noodles was just part of the fun. Didn't know it was a biological trick.
It's a biological trick, absolutely. Yeah.
Ellie says from Richmond, kind of scary how many noodles I've eaten with barely any nutrition.
Well, we can make changes. Today's a new start.
And Paula says, this is why I started making my own noodle soup from scratch. I think Paula's on the money there.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not too difficult to make. So you can make your own noodles. There's a lot of recipes online. And even just using rice, like cooking rice and adding the same stuff on top is going to be, you know, great. It's going to take a little bit more than 2 minutes, but
we had
Korean. Try not to have them too often.
We That's had the- Korean cold noodles this week and made from scratch. They weren't instant noodles. It was so yummy. I love cold noodles.
Yeah, cold noodles.
Cold noodles.
And what did you eat them with?
There was lots of other things to go with it, but it was all these spices mixed in and sauces. It was very yummy.
So it's like a bowl.
Yeah, a bowl. And then we had pork on the side. It was delicious.
Nice.
Absolutely delicious. What about, are there, in terms of a balanced diet, if someone really wants to have instant noodles, how can we incorporate it and how often can we have them? I'll describe Evangeline's face.
That's a difficult question to ask because it depends on their history, what their medical history is. So if they've got a family history of heart disease and diabetes, they'd want to reduce the amount they're having, have it less often. If they're vegetarian and eating lots of veggies and fruit and not eating other ultra-processed foods, they can have it a little bit more often. We've talked about ultra-processed foods, haven't we, and how often should you have them? And I've always sort of been like, pick your one ultra-processed food, eat that and enjoy it.
But that's it.
I'm a bit harsh, aren't I?
No, but you want to make us healthy, so we know it's in our best interest. This one here saying, I didn't realise that some noodles have palm oil. I just checked the ingredients. So then we're looking at environmental impacts as well, aren't we?
Absolutely. So when you look at the type of fat that's in the noodles, if you look at the nutrition information panel, there's often half of the fat is saturated fat. And they don't often label palm oil as one of the ingredients because the rules in Australia allow you just to call it a vegetable oil, which it is.
Okay.
So that is what they tend to call it. So if something says vegetable oil on it and you look at the nutrition information panel, and there's saturated fat in it, it's typically palm oil. If they were using olive oil in it, they would put it on the label.
Evangeline, one more message. Claudia in Fitzroy says, great segment. I try the stock cube trick instead of the flavour packet. Now, could a stock cube be loaded with salt as well? Does it make any difference?
Yeah, a stock cube is also going to have salt in it. You can go for the low salt variety stock cubes, and that will be a little bit better. But salt is what adds the flavour, that instant flavour that you get. So try thinking other things like mushrooms, spring onion, those things that we tend to put into recipes to give that punch. Maybe better off doing nutritional yeast flakes in it as well. So there's a whole lot of things that people can try.
What are nutritional yeast flakes?
It's the yeast that's left over after rising, and you can buy it in big sort of gourmet stores, and it's what gives it that sort of gives food, it gives vegan food that meaty taste.
And is there any nutritional component to it, or is it just the flavour?
Mostly the flavour, because you don't use a lot in the product,
but better than
mostly
salt.
The flavour it gives,
Evangeline, I've got one more question for you. What about those instant rice packets you can buy, would they be a better option than instant noodles?
It depends what they add in them.
Okay.
So if they've flavoured it with salt, then it's going to be a problem. But if it's just the parboiled rice, then that is a good option. You can also do it at home, though, because if we remember a few segments ago when we talked about should you wash rice, we know that those parboiled rice packs actually contain a bit of microplastics in them.
Oh, yes.
And they also contain some of the heavy metals in them and things like arsenic. So what people could do, and this is where you've got to start thinking about food prepping, is maybe make up rice and divide it into individual containers, pop it in the freezer straight away because you don't want to get food poisoning from it, and then pull them out and then you just zap it. So for lunch today I had leftover vegetable curry with frozen rice. So,
I reckon that's because I think noodles for me were always the trap was I didn't have anything ready to eat.
Yeah.
And they were there. They were emergency. They were quick. You're busy. And I think if we've got something prepared, that sort of negates that need, doesn't it? And we don't trip up.
Absolutely.
Evangeline, there are lots of forks all over the country that have been put down with full bowls of instant noodles. Thank you so much for joining us today on Drive, as normal.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Evangeline Mantzioris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.